come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rock cracking for the last time in 2015. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday, and you're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and some of you know, last month, a founder and president of Web Talk Radio, Brad Saul, passed away. We're still praying for his family. And please keep them in your prayers. But one of the last things Brad did on, we would talk over the phone once a week and sometimes for an hour or more, but we would go over the shows. And the last thing Brad did on December 4th, less than a month ago with me when he talked with me, was to plan a year-end show and also a New Year's kickoff show with some predictions. So this is the year-end show, and this is I dedicate this to Brad Saul because Brad helped put this thing on the board to present, and that's what this is. We're going to have a top 10 countdown of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics shows for 2015. All our listeners, go back, and you can go back in our archives, and I'll tell you the shows were picked as the top 10, and by no means are they all the very best, because they're all over the board about what they represent, but they are the shows that got responses from you, or emails, everything would light up, some of them would light up, and just to go viral on across the country, and people like you were sending them to their friends and telling their friends about them. So we're going to have the top 10 countdown of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics for 2015. Before we do, let me just tell you where we are in this presidential race, the Republican nomination. It's actually incredible. I'm going to give you the last statistics here when the different polls come in, and Real Clear Politics sort of takes a poll average, and this is what's going on in the last week of 2015. As we talk about that, isn't it unbelievable that some people were thinking at this time last year that Jeb Bush would be the person to beat? They were thinking people like Chris Christie would be so strong. John Kasich, they said if he got in it, you know, wow, you know, he's from Ohio. We've got to have John Kasich. And they laughed, and somebody said Donald Trump was thinking about getting in. And said, oh, he won't ever get in. Oh, it's just a joke. He's just trying to get ratings on TV. He's just trying to build his name brand. He has built his name brand because I'm looking at the Real Clear Politics poll average. And they put them together in the battle for the White House and Republican nomination. Last week, nationwide, Donald Trump had 33.6%. Wow, it's a large lead over the next person. Number two comes in as Ted Cruz. And a year ago, nobody gave Ted Cruz much of a chance. They thought we'll get the Tea Party vote, and that's it. But guess what? Third place is Marco Rubio. Everybody thought he might be in first at this point. Fourth place, it's Ben Carson. Those are the only four in double digits in national polls. And nobody thought Ben Carson would last very long. Now, he is on a downward slide, and I don't see him getting back up in there. But I'm telling you, nobody would have predicted this. If anybody was a betting person, they would not have predicted this a year ago when it comes to politics. But Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics has given you a year of going back and forth and what's going on. In just a minute, I'm going to play you a clip from our number 10 show. and countdown will start with number 10. And it was an exclusive. We got an exclusive from George Will on February 9th show of last year. And we're going to play that, and he'll talk about Ted Cruz. We're going to play that in just a minute. But let me go ahead and tell you, when I'm talking about these poll numbers, I've got to tell you about Iowa. In the state of Iowa, the caucuses, they're about a month away now, folks. And Ted Cruz is in the lead. He's beaten Donald Trump. Cruz's percentage is 30%, Trump 26, and then it drops all the way down to Rubio at 12 and Carson at 10. Bush has 5.2% in Iowa. So, and how about New Hampshire? Well, Trump has got a commanding lead in New Hampshire of 28% to Cruz's number 2 at 12, tied with Rubio for number 2, who also has 12. And Chris Christie comes in number 4th in New Hampshire. So, wow. And then you talk about, you know, a year ago, everybody laughed at Donald Trump, said, you know, he couldn't beat Hillary Clinton if he ever got the nomination. They thought it was a joke, but now when they're running poll numbers, they're having polling now. Hillary Clinton still beating Donald Trump somewhere 45 to 42. Anyway, it's getting close in there. And some polls show Trump actually beating Hillary Clinton. But now this is a big thing. Everybody said Ted Cruz can't win. He can't win. You know, he's Goldwater. He's like Goldwater. But now he's running neck and neck. Cruz 44, Clinton 44 in national polls. So if Cruz is doing that, that is unbelievable compared to what people would think. Now, Marco Rubio was doing about the same with Hillary, 44 to 43, Rubio down 1 point to her. So all these scenarios are jostling around. But what it's doing is saying that the American people are fed up with the politics as usual. That's the bottom line. And that's why people like you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, because we've been talking about that for years right here on webtalkradio.net. I think it's time to have some fun. How about it? Let's kick it off with this, and then we're going to talk about the number 10 show and start the countdown for this special year-end edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, dedicated to Brad Saul, the founder of Web Talk Radio, who has just recently passed away. Well, Doc Holliday is playing that theme from Mission Impossible, because who would ever thought Ted Cruz would be number 2 behind Donald Trump and actually number 1 in Iowa at this time. People said it couldn't be done. People said he's too conservative. And all along, people are going, why would he even run? He'll get the Tea Party vote and that's it. But evidently, he's getting more than a Tea Party vote. And I talked about this with George Will on a February 6th show. You can go back in our archives and listen to the entire show, but I'm going to play 2 or 3 minutes because we had fun. We had George Will in town in my hometown of Tupelo, Mississippi, and I got to ask him a baseball question. And the reason I'm playing this, because Brad Saul said, Doc, if you run into George Will, ask him this baseball question for me. So I did. So take a listen to this clip from our number 10 countdown show. We call it the 10, and we'll go with number 9 next. But listen to this show that came on February 9th. Go back and listen to the whole show in the archives and have some fun with it. Here's George Will. We're going to get to our first up. You've been waiting for George Will. Take a listen to this.
Oh,
I play that tip from the go on, take the money and run? Well, I played it because those who know Chicago Cubs baseball, they have spent a lot of money in the offseason. And George Will came and spoke in my hometown, and George Will speaking to a large audience, and he was talking about politics, baseball. He said, if you look at the Chicago Cubs, the last time they won the World Series, 1908, and he said, they've been in a rebuilding for over 100 years now. So somebody asked him who would have a better chance of winning next year, or 2016 would be the Chicago Cubs. And winning the World Series, or Republicans winning the White House. And he gave a quote, well, the Chicago Cubs have been in a rebuilding program for over 100 years now. But I did get to ask him a baseball question. And here's the question I asked George and his response. With the Chicago Cubs spending a lot of money here in the last offseason, are they going to win the World Series?
The most you can hope for in baseball is to get to October. October itself is a crapshoot. You never know what will happen, but I think the Cubs have a real good chance to win the National League Central, and then keep your fingers crossed.
Well, now that's George Bell, a consummate Chicago Cubs baseball fan. That should help all you Cubs fans to get a little hot blood running through your arteries, just getting ready for spring training. And when you have George Will in town, you just got to ask him a baseball question. But more important than that, the rock split in politics, George Will was in town, and I got to ask him a presidential question, and I had to remind him of one time when he was wrong, and he was very courageous in saying yes, he was wrong. But you'll see what I ask him about, and see about what presidential candidate, possible presidential candidate in 2016, what George thinks about that.
George, on 1979, I remember reading an article you wrote when I was a young man, but about Ronald Reagan couldn't be elected president. Yep. And would you see any similarities between that and Ted Cruz today?
I think Ted has an uphill swim, but so did Ronald Reagan. I mean, Ronald Reagan, the conventional wisdom was he was unelectable and proved him wrong, so never say never, as Ronald Reagan used to say.
Well, that was George Will, Washington Post columnist and a Fox News contributor, just respected for decades for his conservative views. And when I confronted him about, and I did remind him, he wrote an article in 1979 where he said Ronald Reagan was unelectable. And for you, keeping up with presidential politics, one of the things that I hear from some conservatives is the fact that I love Ted Cruz, but I don't think he can be elected. Well, most conservatives know that's a bunch of bull, but it's being played over and over in the airways, and it's just balderdash. Just like George Will said, Ted Cruz has an uphill climb, but as Ronald Reagan said, never, you never say never. And that's the end of the tape that we go back from February 9th in our count down of the show number 10. But I just have to add this. After we had this show later on, Ted Cruz did jump into the campaign. He's running for president of the United States. And Ted Cruz came by, and we also got to speak to his wife. And his wife was so impressed with Doc Holliday's rock split in politics, she had this to say.
I'm Ted Cruz's wife, Senator Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi Cruz from Texas, and you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics.
Well, how about that? She could be the next First Lady, and we've had her right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. That was the show number 10, kicking us off for a year-end show, and now, let me tell you, show number 9 comes from April 6th. Why we should abolish the IRS. And if you remember, those who've been listening to the show, longtime listeners, I was in the midst of running for a congressional seat. We had a special election right here in the 1st District of North Mississippi, and our congressman had passed away. We did a tribute to former Congressman Alan Nunley. And he passed away, and there was a special election, and 13 candidates ran, and yours truly, Doc Holliday, decided to jump into that race. I was one of the 13, and I made one of my platforms to work to abolish the IRS, and I'm glad to see candidate Ted Cruz for president has taken up that drive to abolish the IRS. People say it can't be done. It can be done. And to make America great, really great again, abolishing the IRS must be done. Hey, the countdown is 10, 9, 8. What is number 8? President Obama's legacy of lawlessness. We have every president, and they're, when they're getting about the 6th, 7th year of their term, they start thinking about the legacy. And our president's trying everything to have this great legacy, from Obamacare to an Iran deal. But his real legacy, as far as Doc Holliday is concerned, is lawlessness. You can go back when he first came into the office, and he refused to honor the what the law of the land was when it came to marriage, putting people in positions and not defending marriage as the law says it was, should be defended. And that was just the beginning. We should have understood. And then finally he would tell people that, you know, I'm not a dictator. I can't just write a law. But then he disobeyed a law. He ignored a law on immigration. And he granted people, the young people, the Dream Act. He couldn't get it through Congress, so he just automatically mandated that. A president cannot make laws, but he did. He refused to obey the law of immigration. And again, we have lawlessness that this president has, not only in this country, but what happened in Libya, where President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton combined and used the force of the American military might to get rid of Gaddafi out of Libya. It's a basket case there now. We've had an ambassador killed. We have ISIS growing in Libya, and that's the legacy of lawlessness that this president has promoted, along with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And I'm telling you, his legacy is lawlessness. And that was our show number 8. We've had the top 3. Let me stop right here and just say, you're listening to Doc Holliday right here on Rock Splitting Politics. And this is on WebTalkRadio.net. WebTalkRadio.net. And we're glad to have you. Not only that, we've got a book that you need for the elections of 2016, and it's called Bedrock Truths. If you've not got your copy yet, a lot of people got them for Christmas, and we're glad to smell them out. Christmas is over, but it's not too late to get your copy, to get you prepared for what you need to stand for in 2016. It's a book called Bedrock Truths, because it's a book put together by me, by Dr. Alveda King, by Dr. Alex McFarland, and these are principles that we don't see compromise on, and that's why we call it Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Today. You can go right on the front page, see the copy, the cover of the book, click on it, it'll take you to my website, www.docholliday, that's holiday of two L's, docholliday.org. Love to get you a book. Get the copy of it. And there's some other books you can get there called Rock Splitting Politics is one of them. So order your copies. Find out more about what we're doing right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Working with you. Working to help change America for the better. For more liberty and more freedom. Now, take a listen to this.
The new movie is about, CL.
Sure, Doc. Red, White, and Black will be the sequel or the run-up to Runaway Slave. It will tell our story as Southerners here, and I believe that healing for our nation will come from the South, because the greatest rift, the greatest tear in our fabric is historically has been noted to be from the South. And so I think the healing for our nation has to come from the South. I believe that Southern people understand more about one another, white and black, than any other group of people in this country. And we eat the same foods. We believe God basically the same. We have the same core values. And so this film will examine a lot of those things that go on between Southerners that has been distorted over the years.
Now, that's renowned black conservative Sale Bryant. And we had him exclusively right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we're glad Sale was able to get on our show. And that's show number 7. Picking up out of the year is on March 30th, and we had C.L. Bryant on our show to help explain about healing wounds, and what this conservative black man wants to do is help heal America and heal those wounds, and we're glad to have him on the show. That was countdown show number 7. How about show number 6? Well, I have to add this in there because it was on May 11th. And it rings a bell to me because on May 12th, we had a vote for our congressional election. And so I titled that show, May 12th, Vote for Doc Holliday. That's what you get to do when you're a host of Rock Splitting Politics. So I gave the reasons why I thought people should vote for Doc Holliday in District 1 of the state of Mississippi. We didn't get enough votes to win push through in that primary, but I am grateful for all the friends I made, new friends across Mississippi, and I made new friends as I spoke, and some of you actually sent in $5, $10, other amounts to help our campaign, and I thank you for that. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because that is one thing I wanted to do with this show, is be able to do all I could to help prepare the ground for the next generation. My children are growing up, your children and grandchildren are, and I will continue to fight for liberty and freedom, and I'm glad to be a part of the American political experience, and I think it made me a better host, made me a better person, and I learned a whole lot more of politics. When I thought I knew a lot, I learned a lot more by running for Congress, and I do appreciate all the help. I sure do. People say, you going to run again? Well, I'll say, I'll just see where God opens doors. That's the way I look at it. But that was show number 6. Let me get down to show number 5 of 2015 as we do this countdown on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Show number 5 concerns the Iran deal. President Barack Obama, on July 20th, we talked about the Iran deal and how it was bad for America. It was bad for our allies like Israel. And no matter what the American people said, this president had a deaf ear. He would not listen, and he forced it down the throats of all Americans. And we talked about that on July 20th. Go back and listen to that show. That was show number 5. Counting down from the top 10. Now, I've just got, after the Iran deal, there's one song that just stuck out in my mind, and I got to play this real quick for you.
Now and now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Well, our independence does seem to be vanishing in the haze, and I do feel like we need help. I am feeling down after this Iran deal. I thought, what can we do to stop this president from hurting the future of our citizens of the United States of America? What can we do? Well, we got to elect a new leader, and part of 2015, I have to tell you, was finding a leader that we're going to have for America. And our fourth countdown, show number 4, is about the Benghazi hearings. Before Congress, on October 26th, we had our show about Benghazi and Hillary Clinton, should she ever be our commander-in-chief. And as she brags about she had 11 hours and they couldn't get anything on her, and the Democrats laugh and say, oh, they can't get anything on Hillary, and she spoke there at the hearings. And we've had emails that she wrote to her family saying she knew it was not a video. And the terrorist attacks on the American embassy there in Benghazi, Libya, she said they knew it was terrorism, but she told the American people and family members of those who died at Benghazi have said that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told them it was from the video. So she knew and she told American people a lie. And that's one of the big things we found out about during the Hillary Clinton hearings on Benghazi. But that was show number 4. We're counting down. We got 3 shows left. Can you think of what they are? Well, we had a lot of people listen to our show. It was called Paris, France, The Pain and the Outrage. That was on November 19th. And, of course, we covered the massacre of by ISIS, by the Islamic terrorist, Islamic jihadist that murdered over 129 innocent people in Paris, France. And it has people all of a sudden, again, in America, wondering about how are we to be protected. And the biggest thing about the Paris, France massacre is that it has people around the world saying something has to be done. And we got a leader that leads from behind in the White House in the United States of America. So as we get ready to look at what is going on in the world, it puts us back to what happened on October 5th, our show. And we'll call this our show number 2. Out of top 10, this is number 2 on October 5th. We called it, has the Obama-Clinton-Kerry team placed us on the doorsteps of World War III? We're talking about what's going on in Syria. And as a dude, let's take a listen to an exclusive interview that Doc Holliday had with Senator John McCain and about this. Take a listen to this. This is an exclusive. Nobody else has heard that except for you who are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And Senator McCain says he heard the most bizarre statement he'd ever heard in his entire life. So take a listen to what we have on our show, and I'll play it right now.
Senator, what about the Russian buildup in
Syria? It's a direct result in the Syria thing, direct result of American failure of leadership. When there's a vacuum of American leadership, then that vacuum has been filled. This is a result of leading from behind. The president's spokesman the other day, in the most bizarre statement I've ever heard in my life, said that the president felt vindicated because the arm and train and equipped Syrians had failed. The deaths of I don't know how many people, because his spokesman said, well, he'd been against it all along. You know, what would Harry Truman say? It's unbelievable.
What's
it's unbelievable.
The future of America? I mean, what, where are we 10, 20 years down the road with this?
We elect any one of these candidates that I know in favor. You'll see the same change that took place when Ronald Reagan succeeded Jimmy Carter. America is still strong. America is still great. We just need a leader that will lead from in front, not from behind.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay.
Wow, did you hear that on the Doc Holliday exclusive when I asked Senator McCain and he told us, did you hear, understand what he's talking about, how the president felt vindicated because the team that the Congress had agreed with the administration to put $500 million to build up an army of moderate Muslims to help fight against Assad in Syria, and he feels vindicated because he didn't want them to win to begin with because they were decimated? And now that October 5th showed a doorstep to World War III, are we placed on the doorsteps of World War III, is one of our most listened to shows of the entire year, and for good reason. I think it's one of the best shows we have ever done here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Go back, and it's very important to listen to it. After we did that show, we found out that the Russians, of course, were in Syria already. But then we found out the Cubans were going to Syria to drive Russian tanks. Then we found out Chinese have interest in Syria. And not only that, we got Iran and Russia working together with Hezbollah to what? To prop up Assad in Syria. And then you got President Obama saying Assad's got to go, and you got Hillary Clinton, who's a presidential candidate, calling for a no-fly zone. How do you do a no-fly zone with Russia already in Syria? But that only that, then Russia shoots down a Turkish, well, Turkey shoots down a Russian fighter plane. And can you see how close we are to something that just is like a powder keg? And on top of that, we got our leader that leads from behind in the White House. And we got Kurds who want to fight ISIS, but nobody will supply them. Then we find out there's Turkish troops in Iraq, in northern Iraq. And the people, there's some things going on. And then if we don't have strong leadership in this country, we could get sucked into a war that starts something like World War One. Nobody ever imagined that. But I do not have confidence in the American leadership. That's everyone from the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, which seems like a joke. She's the one that's paraded out to talk about the Benghazi terrorism happened because of a video, and everybody knew it was a lie. How can you trust Susan Rice? And President Obama has just shown again how he's a weak leader. And that brings us to the number one show of 2015. It's a recent show, if you've heard it. The number one show on December 14th, Trump, super smart, crazy, cool, and dangerous to the status quo. And folks, I have to tell you that you have to say Donald Trump is one of the most unique stories of 2015. Nobody gave him really a chance. They thought his candidacy was a joke when he started. The press went after him time and time again when he would say something so politically incorrect that people said he's over. There's no way he's going to get out of this. And by golly, he's like a Houdini that gets out of every trap the press sets for him. And people say, oh, he's done himself in, and he keeps getting stronger. And that, my friend, is what happens when you got a leader in the White House like Barack Obama, who is leading from behind. And it's setting up what I've said that is a very interesting. We've never seen a political race for the nomination of the Republican Party, or really the Democratic Party, that has been so far. And now as we kick off the new year next week, we will be watching this. Unlike any other show, we bring you things here that you won't hear everywhere else. The commentary is super cool, like Trump. And we've been talking about Carson, been talking about Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, all the candidates. But I told you before, I believe we've boiled down to three candidates. That's Rubio, Cruz, and Trump. And I really believe it's got to be between Trump and Cruz. And I told you the reasons why on last week's show. And I just have to say right here on the end of the year, we did the top 10 countdowns dedicated to Brad Saul. He helped us put this together. And before he passed away, I want to give my condolences again to his family. I want to thank everyone, my listeners. 2015 has been a great year, a wild year, a sad year. I lost my dad just a couple weeks ago. I lost Brad, our founder and president of Web Talk Radio. I ran for Congress earlier in the year. Lost my congressman. And that's one reason I got in a special election, to run for Congress. We've seen the Iran deal. We've gone through these top 10 shows. And I am excited because of everything that happened in 2015. It's shooting us forward to 2016. And nobody can cover the presidential election and what's going on, give you scoop and commentary that you won't hear anywhere else, But right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm looking forward to 2016. Let's kick it off. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.